Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I said 11:26, my apologies, 11:46, we get to the Lions and their injury report, and it is lengthy. Out of practice Wednesday, Brock Wright, ankle injury. Penei Sewell, ankle injury. Sam Laporta, back injury. Kirby Joseph, knee injury. Aiden Hutchinson, elbow injury. Terrion Arnold, concussion. All right, let's start with the tight ends. Brock Wright and Sam Laporta.
Well, I saw they signed somebody off of the practice squad, somebody who was on the team for a brief, Fristiger, whatever his name was. You know what I'm talking about?
I just, on the Lions website, I don't know who you're talking about, but we often laugh. Oh, I found him. Yeah.
Was I close, Frisker?
Well, yeah, it is. They did sign Frisker off the practice squad. Joe's listed as their third tight end right now on their own website.
No.
Kang, do you have any idea who's listed as their third tight end on the Lions website?
Oh, the guy, Delaley, something like that?
Is it Hatton?
Ross Dwelly.
Dwelly, I knew, yeah.
Their third tight end is Ross Dwelly.
He played in the last game. He actually played.
He did.
If Ross Dwelly catches a touchdown, he will answer the question, who's the Lion I've never heard of this week for a lot of people? They did sign Anthony Frisker to the practice squad and released offensive lineman Jack Conley from the practice squad. So I don't know if they're going to have to count on these guys, Dwelly and Frisker, but that's not Laporta and Wright.
Kang, I think Paul Reed could play.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't count out anything after what the Pistons did last night. So, I mean, you hope Laporta and Wright can go. I didn't. It's amazing how many of these injuries pop up a few days after a game, and you had no idea.
Right, like Philly's injury list, they went through a walkthrough, so it's not really complete. They didn't even practice yesterday because they played Monday night.
As far as the secondary, Terrion Arnold concussion—that's a bit of a bummer if he can't go, because it feels like Terrion Arnold's turning a corner a little bit.
Yes,
he's had some good games. And
you kind of think this is going to be the game where Philly says, you know what, AJ, let's go prove it.
Especially. Right. And at that position, also on the injury report, DJ Reed was limited. He just had his window open up. Yep. I don't know if there's a chance he plays in week one. It seems unlikely.
My guess, I said yesterday, I think, was against Dallas.
Yeah, well, that's not this game. So.
I know.
Yep. No, I hear you. Also in the secondary, Kirby Joseph. I mean, I'm almost getting used to not having Kirby Joseph. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, they unfortunately, you know, have missed Kirby. They had to. Brian Branch was shelved with the suspension. So They've done decent, though, there. That's the Legion of Whom guys stepping up, whether it be Thomas Harper or Eric Hallett or somebody.
Right. Even the play where the play that sealed the Viking victory over the Lions, the one really good pass J.J. threw, the nailer. I mean, Millett was in really good position.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Other names from the injury report to be aware of, as far as limited practice, Decker was limited. Miles Frazier, Graham Glasgow was limited. I'll be intrigued to see if Frazier actually be activated this week. Along the defensive line, Marcus Davenport was limited, but he is back. His windows open up. Josh Pascal was limited. He's probably closer because his situation was closer to being resolved. You know what was full practice, though? Malcolm Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He's kind of a forgotten guy, contributor, special teams and defense.
Maybe they won't give up long kickoff returns. Him playing special teams.
He is a guy. He and the truth, Sione Vaki, are guys that they like on special teams. So it's been kind of a weird deal. A lot of respect for the Lions special teams and FIP, but
a former Eagle assist special teams coach going back there. Yeah, a little the revenge tour of Dave FIP.
win one for the FIPper. Sorry, Joe in Bloomfield. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Joe?
Hi, good morning, guys. So, quick question. Tesla, he has the size of a tight end. Now, he only weighs like 215, according to the roster. Why couldn't they look at him at tight end? Not necessarily for this game. I was thinking that weeks ago that he could, because he's not getting a lot of throws at the receiver's position right now.
Because of the blocking aspect.
I mean, he's a decent blocker for a receiver, and he does play special teams. But, yeah, I can see that you're in a pinch. But maybe they like Dwelly better.
Yeah, if you're going to ask a tight end to just run routes, then I could see it. But if a tight end, if he at 215 pounds has to block, I would guess here, Joe, that would answer the question.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just a thought. Thanks, guys.
Now, could he get an expanded role? I feel like Detroit has been waiting for an expanded role for Isaac Tesla. But, you know, I'm not sure it's really – we are really in a place where they're every single week it feels like, yeah, the offense was good, but what about this guy? Or what about that guy? Sometimes the offense hasn't been good.
Well, one of the things that I look forward to in the game Sunday night is that it's going to be Dan Campbell's second game calling the plays this season.
I think that's a big story.
So that can get better. And it was pointed out, and I got to get this up there, make sure I got the correct number. Part of the reason, now granted, Washington's defense is certainly not as good as Philly, especially since, you know, after Payne got thrown out of the game. But 57.4% of the plays the Lions used Sunday against the Commanders used motion at the snap, which is the second highest that they've used all season and the second highest in Dan Campbell's playing tenure, going back to when he did it, his first year after they fired Anthony Lynn.
So it was interesting. He said something earlier in the year when lack of motion was brought up and that they didn't use as much motion. And if I recall correctly, his answer was, well, we were on the road and that you use the communication and things like motion happens more at home when the crowd is on your side, as opposed to when a crowd's trying to make life difficult. I believe that's what his answer was. And so now that Washington game was like a home game.
Right.
This is not going to be like a home game.
No, no, no.
So it'll be intriguing to see if, you know, it carries over from last week to this week. But I agree with you. I think one of the big storylines, in fact, the two biggest storylines I have in Detroit here getting ready for this game are A, you know, the injury situation, and B, where are we with, you know, with game two of the Dan Campbell play calling era? Does the arrow continue to point up? Like, does Campbell really have a finger on the pulse of these guys, this offense, the flow? You know, that's the one thing that Jared said to us earlier in the week. He's just got a really good feel for the flow of the offense. And that's not a small thing. It's just an innate ability to know what your guys can get done against a certain defense.
Yeah, I mean, you hope he only gets better, like everything else. By the way, I was reading the Philly Inquirer this morning.
Where?
Now tell me if maybe I'm missing something. This isn't maybe it's me, but they're talking about the Lions running, and they were very give a lot of praise to the Lions in doing this. They what the film shows and all this.
Yeah.
He says the aforementioned great running game has a two-headed tandem, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, who adopted the nicknames Boom and Zoom, respectively.
What?
Did I miss something? When was Gibbs and Montgomery called Boom and Zoom? Sonic and Knuckles? Yes. Boom and Zoom? Did this guy, Devin Jackson of the Philadelphia Inquirer, did he just make this crap up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Funny is, I've never heard of that, like,
no,
ever.
Never.
Anybody
says Gibbs, who's tied for third in rushing touchdowns this season, particularly thrived out of the shotgun, the elusive and speedy running back averaging 10 yards per carry on shotgun runs, the highest qualified, highest among qualified runners, according to Next Gen Stats. So this guy's doing really good statistical research. Was he picking out names from the jug of pretzels, the tub of pretzels?
I've never heard anybody refer to the Lions backfield as Boom and Zoom.
Boom and Zoom right here.
In print.
In print.
Huh. It's just out of curiosity, what had you reading the Philadelphia Inquirer today?
Because I knew we were going to talk about the Eagles-Lions game, so okay. I want to hear what the opposing press has to do.
Fair enough. So, but you specifically chose the Inquirer because I'm assuming you thought it was credible.
Yeah, it is. It's the only, I guess they have the Daily News.
I mean, there's not, just because you get the opposing team's nicknames wrong, I guess doesn't mean you don't know what you're talking about with your own team.
I mean, if I lived at home, I'd get the Inquirer delivered to my house. Because we live in a city, there's a city that still gets home delivery.
Home delivery of what?
The newspaper.
The what?
The Philadelphia Inquirer.
Is a what?
Yeah, it's a newspaper.
Huh.
You actually read with your hands.
You read with your hands?
Well,
it's Braille?
You hold the paper. You don't need a tablet. You don't need a phone.
Breaking news, Philadelphia Inquirer, all Braille.
Yeah. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they're going all digital shortly.
Well, isn't just about everybody?
No.
Not everybody just about all digital?
No, most of them, like the Free Press has, they print it every day. Yeah, I get it delivered at home 3 days a week.
You do?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I could go on. That's another tangent for me. The Free Press on Sunday, I used to like reading the Sunday paper. We sat down. You know,
it was a lot. Like, yeah, the Sunday paper was a lot. Yeah.
And on the sports section on Sunday, the Free Press used to have this thing called The Blitz, which would wrap up, recap, especially if they were earlier games, Michigan and Michigan State. They'd have, you know, the bigger game on the front side, the other on this back side.
Yeah.
Now, because they've changed printing presses in Cincinnati, even the 12 o'clock games, there's no college blitz anymore because you can't get the games in the paper. So you have to go on your online if you want to read about it.
Well, I hope you persevere, Stoney.
I do persevere.
Good. Carson Anderson, we got to get into what Scott Boras said yesterday.
Yes.
If you missed this. This is the agent for Tarek Skubal. Congratulations, Tarek. Back-to-back Cy Youngs in a stunning announcement yesterday. But we'll get to what Boras had to say at 12:05 because it was weird. The Carstonian for Gator, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.